Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P, and welcome back to another season of the C2P. Hard to believe the college football is kind of wrapping up for us, and we're going to be making that jump into bowl games. And then obviously after those bowl games wrap up, these young men will be making their way to the next level, and we call that the NFL. But with that said, we're going to be joined with Michael Malloy, the Northern Iowa running back, and I can't wait to get him on because I actually saw him play this particular year at YSU, so we'll get his thoughts on that game. It was a real thriller as well. But with that, no further ado, we're going to bring on Mike Malloy from Northern Iowa. Michael, we appreciate you taking some time with us. Can you believe your time as a college athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you're going to start working, you know, towards the goal of making it to the next level?
No, it's kind of surreal. It's crazy to think that it's been 5 years at college and now it's over. I know when I was a freshman and stuff, that all the seniors always talked about how quick it seems and you don't really believe them, but that's really how it is.
Nice. And, you know, I knew when I got word that, you know, we were going to be doing the show, I'm like, oh, great, because I actually got to see Northern Iowa play when you guys were in Youngstown State. And so I went and I looked at my notes, and this is the honest God truth. I got Mike Malloy. I got 6'2", 215. Am I right about there, or are you a little taller, shorter, a little heavier, a little lighter?
That's right on.
Nice. And this is the next thing. Tell me if you agree with any of this or disagree with any of this. I have great size, great frame. Big athletic, strong back, runs with power and breaks tackles. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I definitely think that's that's something that I can do a little bit.
Nice. Excellent. And for you, I mean, everybody wants to carry the ball from a young age. I mean, were you fortunate enough to play running back your whole, you know, probably since Pop Warner high school days, or did it kind of come late in life when you start carrying the rock?
I always played running back. That's what I was brought up doing. My dad gave me a football when I was real young, and I threw it around a little bit, and I knew right away I wasn't a quarterback, so I said, hand me it. I still want the ball in my hands.
And the rest is history. And, I mean, obviously 6'2", 215. I mean, you have a great frame. I mean, have you always had that size, or did you kind of develop late? Kind of talk about, you know, how you ended up in Northern Iowa.
In high school, I was probably not as big, but when I came out of in my junior and senior year, I worked real hard in the weight room, so I started getting the size that I needed and the better frame. And then Iowa, same thing. I kept working. I went to Iowa first for a couple seasons, two seasons, and then came to UNI. So I've been working on it, and that's, since college, it's about been the same size.
Nice. Once again, Mike Malloy, he stands out from Northern Iowa, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Then we'll be having this draft bio page at CollegeToPro.com. We'll like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his way towards this next level. We kind of joked around about it, you know, beginning of the show. I mean, you know, does it go by quick? And lo and behold, you know, you're going to start worrying about, you know, training and doing all these things to get yourself in the best shape possible for pro day, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, is there a point in your career where you kind of know, or maybe your coaches tell you something, or you maybe have a couple games where the reality sets in that you really are an NFL prospect? Because you know as well as anybody, Michael, everybody wants this chance. Even if you play at the collegiate level, no matter what level it is, you want to have this opportunity at the back end. But to have a realistic opportunity like yourself, when did that kind of come fruition for you?
Right. I've always had a lot of belief and confidence in myself, and I've always felt that personally that I could get there. But when I first started college, you know, it didn't work out. I didn't get the opportunities here and there to really get out there and play. So when I got to UNI and I started really showing the coaching staff and what I could do, and I finally got my opportunities on the field, and they were coming good, they were going good for me, I knew that there was a chance.
Nice. And then looking at your staff and even watching that game at YSU, it seems like you guys really spread the ball around. I know you're not going to say, you know, it's not a selfish thing, but is it kind of hard to find that rhythm a lot of times playing in that type of offense where, you know, you're really not getting 20, 25 carries a game?
I mean, yeah, a little bit, but we like to think of it as we just have so many threats, and we there's things that we can all do, and whatever we can best do to help the team is what we'll do.
Nice. And then speaking of that, I mean, what are those home run qualities? I mean, if you had to sit down with some scouts right now and they said, you know, Michael, you know, what are the best traits that you bring to the position? You know, what would you kind of rattle off to them?
Well, I definitely think I'm versatile both physically and like intelligently. I can do multiple things. I can learn quickly. I've played multiple positions, and I've learned them all, a couple of them in a week's time, and then played them on Saturday. So I can definitely add that to the team. Plus, I'm so passionate about the game. I've loved it. It's what I've been doing since childhood. So I don't think there's anyone who could pour their heart out on the field more than I could.
Nice. I'm curious. I mean, what are the other positions that you kind of played?
I played tight end. That was kind of the first position I got to play as a junior, and then I played fullback, and then and I was less weight than our actual tailback, but I still played fullback, and then I've played slot receiver and running back then.
Nice, excellent stuff, I like that. That's a lot of versatility. So I'm curious. I assume you were recruited at Iowa to play running back. Is that fair?
Yep.
So then you move off to NIU. Now, what happens when they kind of start saying, I mean, did they just kind of want you to flirt with the tight end role just for a game or two, or did they actually maybe want to kind of put you in that role full time?
Well, they knew after spring ball that there's a lot of different things that they could do with me. And then one of the older guys who got hurt at tight end, so they knew I could learn the position quick, and I did for the week, and I ended up getting one of my career long touchdown receptions that game. So it was kind of sweet.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Michael Malloy here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft. I know it might sound kind of far fetched thinking about it right now, but lo and behold, it is there, and it'll be quickly approaching as the days dwindle down. End of April will be right upon us. I know it sounds, again, crazy thinking about it, and we haven't even hit Christmas, but that's kind of the mode. Everything kind of transfers from the final conference games, bowl games, and then it's just a hot skip and jump away before that April draft. For you, I mean, you know, kind of let's, you know, break down the film. You know, you kind of mentioned the versatility, the physicality. Are you a big film junkie?
Yeah, I definitely know the importance of film. Everyone preaches in it. Anyone that came back from the NFL or that I met from the NFL while I was at the University of Iowa always preaches the importance of film. So I like to get in there and check it out multiple times a week.
Nice. And for you, obviously, David Johnson, I mean, obviously, he's got some big shoes to fill at the next level. Have you run into him as lately?
No, I haven't lately. I'm sure he'll be around for the holidays or something. But I got to learn under him my first year at UNI, and it was just the crazy amount of stuff you can absorb from a player like that.
Nice. Now, give me something to work with here, Michael, so we have something fun to tweet. With you and David Johnson, is there anything out there that I should say, you know what, Mike Malloy, he thinks he can do this as good as David Johnson, or maybe he does this better than him? A particular asset or facet, I should say, of the running back position.
I think I can catch the ball out of the backfield as well as David Johnson.
Well, that's nice. And we know he's pretty darn good at catching the ball. So,
yeah.
See, I love you, man. We gave us a great plug to put on Twitter. Everybody's going to see that, and they're like, who's this guy? They're going to click away, and they're going to want to find out about you. I love it.
Right.
For you, I mean, how do you kind of, you know, plan on taking these next few months? I mean, in terms of training and, you know, there's so many things that goes involved. I mean, have you given that thought yet, or you already kind of got your plans, like, laid out how you kind of plan on tackling the next few months, or you might have more school left? I don't know.
Yeah, we still got a couple weeks of school left, so I haven't completely solidified a plan, but I'm definitely really anxious. I woke up at 5 a.m., just couldn't sleep, so I went and worked out, and because I just, you know, that's just what I needed to do. So I'm anxious to get back into it.
Nice, and it's probably a weird time, and I hopefully we'll talk like later down the road, and I know like when spring ball gets underway, you know, we get a lot of guys on the show then too, and you know, your teammates are out practicing, and you maybe have the luxury of maybe sleeping in, but you wake up like, oh my God, I just missed practice or I'm late, but lo and behold, you know what?
Right.
You're not part of that particular team anymore. You're doing your different thing. For you, has there anybody at NIU or even Iowa or even high school, I guess, or even anyone who's been kind of a real critical role model or someone that's really kind of helped develop you into the player that we're talking to now?
Definitely. I think Coach Solomon, my running back coach here at the University of Northern Iowa, has been a big impact and helped me a lot. And then just a bunch of players that I've met along the way that I'm still close with, like George Kittle and Jordan Kanziri, and then the guys here, Mackington and D. Hall.
Nice, nice. And for you, do you get comparisons to anyone or anyone that they, you know, or you'd like to maybe pattern yourself after that plays at the next level?
From Northern Iowa or just in general?
Just in general.
I've been compared to Jerick McKinnon before from the Vikings.
Oh, nice. Nice. And obviously a big versatile back, and I could definitely see the comparison roles there. Like I said, it's crazy to think that you're this close, you know, to a dream. I mean, when did the idea just that you wanted to, you know, play in the NFL or have this shot? I mean, how long have you been thinking about this?
Since I can remember. I don't remember when I really started watching football, but I just remember loving it right away.
Who was your favorite team growing up?
The Vikings.
Nice. So, obviously, probably Adrian Peterson, I would assume, your favorite player?
Yeah, him, and before him was Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Randy Moss is – I love Randy Moss. I just
miss
seeing the 84 running around. Yeah, very special. It's almost – yeah. So, so you got the Minnesota Viking thing. For you, was there a point – it could have even been at Iowa or even NIU do you ever, I know you're competitive and all, you know, all you guys are, and you're there for a reason because you're, you know, you're elite athletes, but is there ever any doubt in your mind that you can, you know, you're off to Iowa, you're not sure, because you're really not sure till you set, you know, you pad up and you, you know, take a snap and then you arrive at NIU. I mean, when do you kind of get the idea that, hey, you know what, I can do this and I can be successful?
I think it's when you get onto the field, whether it's practice or whatever, you usually compare yourself to the guys next to you. And like I said before, I've always believed in myself and I had confidence in myself. And I've always said to myself, if I didn't believe that I was one of the top two backs on the team, I wouldn't play running back or I wouldn't play the game. So
nice. Well, we got about a minute and a half left, Michael. And when we usually wrap up the show, we throw a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right. Now, most of these are, like I said, most of these are fun questions. And it actually, since we're starting the year off, we always keep tally. So we'll ask you this question first. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, which female celebrity are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, that's a tough one. Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, nice. That's a good name. Her, you know, Beyonce's usually the leader every year. Rihanna had a couple titles. Alicia Keys, Halle Berry, but Beyonce usually wins over the years. I think she's got like 5 titles. She just seems to dominate over time. But Selena Gomez is one of those new up-and-comers. Last year, we kind of really started getting a lot of Selena Gomez. So maybe she'll be the name to maybe she'll be the name to chase in 2017. For you, teammates, who had the most craziest nickname on the Northern Iowa team and how'd they get it?
Roommate, another running back, Tyvus Smith, his nickname was Titty, And I'm not really sure how he got it. I think it's back from his hometown or something, but we always make fun of him a little bit because in the Urban Dictionary it says it means small, and he's not a small guy.
You know what? I got a quick question. Since he's your roommate, your teammate, Matt, they got him listed at 6'1". Is he really 6'1"? He looks like he's 6'3", 6'4", to me.
I tell him the same thing, but no, he's really 6'1".
Wow. Like I said, I remember putting the binoculars at him at the YSU game, and I'm like, oh, my God, this kid does not look like he's 6'1", but I can't argue it because I'm not down there measuring him. And then the final question for you before we let you go.
Yeah.
Oh, they're dreads. Yeah, the dreads. It's a lot of – I like it. And then the final question for you before we let you go today. If you could endorse any product, what product would you like to endorse, make some money with?
Ooh, Gatorade. I mean, gotta go traditional.
I like it, man. Well, hey, man, I'm excited that I got to see you, and I had you in my notes, and obviously I liked what I saw when I saw you back then. So we'd love to keep in touch with you, and like I said, we can't wait to kind of watch you go through this draft process, my man.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Mike Malloy, standout running back from NIU, started his career at Iowa, transferred to NIU, and lo and behold, now he's making his path towards that next level that we call Bell. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.